This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Sexy and Jean.
Hi.
Now, Sexy.
Yes.
We're no strangers to be having photos taken of us, are we?
Not at all.
We certainly know how to pose.
Yeah, we do. We do.
We're not shy. Well, not that our next guest is shy either, but our next guest sits on the other side of the camera and is a photographer who is bringing out a new book, a collection of his work. Please give it up for David Cook.
Hey, guys.
Hello, hello.
Hello. Now, question, Dean, I know you like your photo taken so much. What's your good side?
Any.
Good answer.
It all depends on where you're standing, really. You all tell me. I'm just beautiful. I can't help it. So, tell us. I can't call you David. I have to call you Cookie, which is
what
I've called you my entire life.
Yes.
And it's too odd for me
nickname.
To start now trying to say, hi, David. It's not. No. So, everyone, this is David Cookie Cook. Hi.
Yes. Hey.
How are we doing?
I'm great.
You've been taking photos, well, for years. Ever since I've known you, there's been a camera in your hand.
Yes, that is true.
What was the love of photography? Where did it come from?
Look, I used to love grappling with an image and just trying to... My memory shot. I've not had a good memory for years. So taking photos is a good way to remember what I've done every day and remembering the good times. But one of the things which you've probably noticed having a camera in my hand for so long is it was my introduction in coming out into a new space and being comfortable in particularly the bear scene, which is probably where you've known me from. I was a wallflower before that.
And you've been a big part of the bear scene, just to give our audience some history. You've been a big part of Melbourne's bear scene. You used to actually do a show here on Joy.
The Cubby House.
The Cubby House. I was trying to remember what it was called. That was a podcast that you did as well with your friends, and it was also a show that was on Joy. And so it was a way for you to, when you were a part of that scene, kind of step into it a little bit more and be a part of it?
Well, that's right. And sort of have a reason to actually go up and talk to somebody and say, hey, can I take your photo for the bears, just so we've got an idea as to, you know, who's coming along, and sort of getting an idea over the years as to who's been and in and out and all that sort of stuff. And one of the things I noticed by taking photos of people who generally aren't told that by social media or by, you know, society in general,
they don't feel pretty.
And it was one of those things where after years of hearing all this and going, we're using imagery for the bears that isn't realistic of what people actually look like, I decided I'd actually take it upon myself to make a book to try and encourage body positivity and talking about the extra body shape that nobody ever talks about, the endomorph.
Ah, okay. So that's
I asked you this off air, but how hard was it getting the models for this?
Well, before we're going to dive right into that, I'm just going to explain. So what we're talking about today is a book that is launching next week, a collection of photos called Bear It Up that Cookie has made.
Yes.
So how hard was it?
Incredibly hard. I'd set up all these shoots and say, look, come along. I'd really like you to be part of the book. I think you're beautiful. You'd be really good in this project that I'm doing. And people just wouldn't turn up. It was almost like setting up a row of grinder.
I was going to say, did people think this was your casting couch?
Well, that's certainly an impression some people would have taken from other photographers, I'm sure. But speaking on that, my camera in my hand means I'm professional. But when the camera goes away, what happens between two consenting adults is totally on them.
Very true. So it was odd for people... It was hard for them to step in front of the lens in that way?
Very much so.
Because looking at the book, there's a lot of pictures of men in their underwear, some not, some naked, some in just jeans, really showing every part of their body and sharing that in the shot.
Yes.
So it was quite difficult to...
I usually took at least 2 hours, and within that first hour, a lot of people were warming up to the idea of what's going on and just being themselves. And I really used the person's comfortability to gauge which way I was going to go with where to go from there. And I would never ask them to do anything they weren't comfortable
showing.
Did any
of them have like some crazy blue steel type things that they would try to do during the shoots?
initially, yes. certainly, that's what they thought it was all about. And then it's just like, no, just be yourself. And for anybody who's done theatre sports in school, I certainly used a lot of those techniques in terms of getting people to pose and do actions and sort of act towards
not
music.
Like growl like a tiger. No.
Almost.
More woofing like a bear.
Yeah, that sort of things.
So what's been, I mean, you've had the book out, it's being previewed at certain stores around Melbourne.
Yes.
And you've got your launch next week. What's the response been like to it?
I honestly don't know. A lot of people I've spoken to says it's a really nice product, but I haven't got a lot of pre-orders. So I'm not entirely sure how to take that in terms of, is this something the community really wants to engage in? And so,
well, with something like a photo book as well, it's exploring it in a very different way. Like it can sit in stores. Some books, it can be months later before they're picked up. It's not that kind of limited edition need to get straight away thing.
Correct.
But also, you're doing a launch and you're going to be displaying the pictures on the walls as well?
Well, I've got 6 limited edition prints that will be up for purchase. Ah. So 3 are from the book, but 3 are also from the shoots that weren't in the book.
Ah, so they're very, very limited.
There are 3 shots, very limited indeed, but yes.
Ooh.
The ones from the book are also specially coloured specifically as a limited edition.
So, I mean, were you finding that you weren't seeing this kind of imagery in the world around you, or you just, this was a way that you could do something to bring it for, pay it forward?
Well, one of the things I did was I did a bit of research and looked for bear books, and bear books came in one of 3 categories. You had predominantly models who were hairy but thin, muscles and or hairy, or illustration.
Yeah.
And I even went overseas through Europe, through America, looking through bookstores and adult stores, could not find a single book reflecting of the larger body type that wasn't an actual photo. So I thought, this is a rare thing.
Because I was about to say, there are things that glorify it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a lot more illustration, isn't it, than photography.
So. Yeah. It's like Super Ted or, you know, the Care Bears, yeah. Those sort of imageries, but in, you know, for
better. And you wanted to show something a little bit more real.
I did, and I don't think there is a lot of role models, particularly for larger guys, to look at and say, I can be comfortable being like that. I either have to be, you know, thin and you know, sleek, or I have to be muscular and bulky. And there's no in between, and I don't think that's a necessarily positive and healthy thing to put out there in society.
I mean, sometimes it's not just working on your physical body, but your mental health is just as important.
Well, exactly. I know some people who are happier putting on fat and being big and bulky to improve their mental image. So
the guys that are in your book, have they seen the end product?
Most of them have.
And how do they feel about it?
Most of them have pre-purchased it.
Great.
So, yeah.
So they're pretty proud and they feel good about themselves. And
very much
through
so.
The process, they've sort of gained some confidence.
I actually got that from a lot of the models. Most of the people actually turn around and say, because of the photo shoot and because of seeing the way they could look through other people's eyes in terms of being attractive and sexy, they actually have a lot more confidence about themselves now than
it's great how
before.
Photography can do that. It's great how it can reflect that back at them.
Exactly.
It's really good. And 3 years, that's not a small feat.
No.
What's with it taking 3 years to be made?
But that was research as well. You said you travelled and...
Was it research or doing?
Doing.
Doing was 3 years.
Yeah.
Doing, like, and so research was before that 3 years, or was it during the process?
During the process as well. It took 3 years mainly because of the amount of people who I was getting per year wasn't substantial enough to make into a book until I hit that 3 year mark.
Maybe volume 2 will be twice as thick.
I'm hoping so.
I just, did you ever think about putting yourself in front of the camera? No.
I'm happy to take selfies, but this was not a self-published, self-introspective piece. This was about talking about what the community is and the various people out there. And I'm sure if people want to go look for my photos, they can. Certainly no stranger to Tumblr, where I get a lot of my inspiration. But no, I certainly wanted to put the spotlight on other people who normally weren't highlighted in the community.
Well, I think that's great. Now, if you would like to actually check out the book, it's being previewed. You can preview it at the moment at Hares and Hyenas Manhouse, Eagle Leather Art...
Up by Gallery.
Up by Gallery or the Laird Hotel.
No longer at the Laird Hotel.
No longer at the Laird Hotel. Scratch that, everyone. And there's going to be a launch next Friday at the Art Boy Gallery in Paran from 6 to 8 where you can get a limited copy of the book and also check it out.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.